60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, what do you wear when you go to sleep at night?
Nothing.
Boxers.
You're nothing? All right.
Yeah.
You wear maybe t-shirt and undies, flannel onesie, full Adidas tracksuit. That's how I like to sleep. Gold chains, everything.
God, that sounds so sweaty.
Yeah. It's sweaty, but it looks good.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The point.
Yeah.
Why do I ask? Well, I want the mental image, of course, but also a new internet survey about nighttime wear has sparked a huge online debate. They asked one question: do you prefer to sleep with socks on or off?
What? Off? What animal sleeps with them on?
Yeah, that would be impossible. Well, you'd be so hot.
Oh, and
20% of people said that they prefer to sleep with socks on, and apparently that's way too many because people were outraged with the nighttime sock wearers, saying things like, socks to sleep? What kind of monster are you?
Yeah,
oh, seriously,
totally.
You need to let those guys breathe, okay?
You gotta let your tots get some air.
Yeah.
You gotta let your tots breathe a little bit.
Yeah, they have some fungus issues going on, I'm pretty sure.
Other people said, this is why our country is losing to China, because there's 20% of Americans who like to sleep with socks on. I start with socks on, but I take them off in the middle of the night.
What? That's even more strange.
I always start with socks because it's warm and comfy, and then I use my big toes and I take them off in the middle of the night, and then they end up, the end of my bed looks like a sock graveyard at the end of the week.
Okay. So that's where you go when you're like, ah, crap, I need to rewear a pair.
Yeah, the pile's
exactly.
Getting
I'm like,
big.
I can't find any socks. I just open up my sheets, and there they all are.
That is perfect. Really weird, dude.
Text in at 78592. What is your stance on sock wearing during sleep? Also, what's your stance on shock collar wearers? Because it's time for the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last, and who'd you get?
Ah, these little pieces of paper with her names are... Oh, wild card. Jeffrey picks.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've gone with Brooke so many times over the last week that I'm going to have to go with Brooke.
What? What the? Jeffrey, what have I ever done to you? I go in, I compliment you,
no,
on how talented you are.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say your name. It just slipped out.
You suck.
Well, that was a
bit right.
Oops.
Well, Brooke's got the shock collar.
That's the rules, Brooke.
I'm going to get it right.
Well, she's putting that on.
I'm going to
get
it right.
Please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Travel and Leisure magazine just came out with a brand new list of the most common items that guests leave behind in their hotel rooms across America. Last year, the most forgotten item was cell phone chargers, but this year it's actually different. What was the number one most forgotten item in hotel rooms?
It's different than cell phone chargers? That was my answer.
That was last year's answer, but this year it's different.
Okay.
Wow, there's like a lot of options.
What do you always forget in a hotel room outside of a cell phone charger?
I always forget.
Self-respect. Sometimes. Depends where you're at.
I mean, I'd say toothbrush, but I think most people use electric toothbrushes anymore, so I don't think that... I mean, those are expensive. I never leave that anywhere.
Yeah.
It's got to be something that you feel like is easily replaceable because you don't
go back.
Or something that gets lost under a bed, right?
Yeah, I
will
tell
you. Or left
in
a closet.
The last thing that I lost at a hotel was under the bed, and it was a t-shirt. Just throwing it on the ground, not thinking about it. The sheets are all messed up. They get like covered up, you know, so you can't see it.
I feel like that's more of a male thing.
Or like socks. You know, something small where, like you said, you don't
want... A sock I could see.
You don't want to come back
for it. But what if you're traveling somewhere warm? You're never going to wear socks. I mean, if it's going to be the most... I'm being serious. If it's going to be the most forgotten thing, it's going to be something that has to work in every climate.
Yeah. Well, then maybe it is an electronic.
What have you forgotten lately, Jubal? You're kind of a mess sometimes.
Watches. Shoes.
Oh, dang, bro.
I leave all kinds of stuff. That's why I'm trying to think. I'm like, probably not a watch. Most people would probably pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Oh, wait. I just had an idea. What about a razor? A disposable razor.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
But it's disposable. You're throwing it away.
You need to use those a couple times. More than a couple times before you throw them away. You wait till the blade gets rusty, and then you move on.
Well,
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Travel and Leisure magazine just came out with a brand new list of the most common items that guests leave behind in their hotel rooms across America. Last year it was cell phone chargers, but this year it's different. What is the number one most forgotten item in hotels?
Okay, what about instead of toothbrush, it's toothpaste?
Yeah, there's got to be one answer that's like, oh, that's got to be it.
I leave my deodorant
too a lot.
Deodorant? I'm going to go with razor.
According to Travel and Leisure magazine, the most commonly forgotten items that hotel guests leave behind in their rooms are number 5, keys, number 4, clothes, number 3 is toiletries, 2 is cell phone chargers, and the number 1 most forgotten item usually is found by hotel staff after they fall behind nightstands or slip into nooks and crannies on the bed or the couch, talking about people's jewelry.
Oh, really?
So with watches, I guess it would have been
right. Wow, yeah.
I guess that would have worked.
Like you take off your ring and you put it down on the counter, or your necklace, you know.
And then you're like, whoa, there's my engagement ring. Oops, guess it's not going to work out anymore.
Not everybody's rings are engagement rings.
All right, you got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Hey Ya by Outkast. So sing that whenever you're ready.
My baby don't mess around, cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want it? But can't you see me walk out the That one was really tingly.
Tingly.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.